When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
And finally, the strangest secret. What makes a child grow up into the human being he becomes? Well, this is the reason for that. Of course, he's the confluence of a genetic pool. But what makes him become the person he becomes is that he becomes what he thinks about most of the time. It's as simple as that. We become what we think about most of the time. This is why a goal is so important. This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not in achieving their goals. They do that. It's in establishing them.
Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it. As long as you can do the things, stop listening to the mind.
There is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself, be yourself. Authenticity is everything.
That power perspective, that you see everything working for you, that you listen to that soul that's telling you there's more for my life, that idea doesn't just stay an idea, you act upon that idea. Yep, everything I've been through, I'm him. There's a purpose designed for me. I'm going to walk towards that purpose. I'm him. I'm good because I know that everything's working out for the betterment of my life. I know that times are going to change. I know that better days are ahead. I know that my breakthrough is coming, so I'm good. I'm going to live in my power.
When there's an area we know we must change, now we use comparison as a weapon to our advantage, because most people are motivated by avoiding pain. Right? That's their motivation, to avoid unhappiness. And so I use comparison as a weapon, as a catalyst to get leverage on myself to change. So I'm very conscious when I'm feeling unhappiness in an area that I'm not conscious of changing, to not do comparison. But when it's an area I must change, I do use comparison as my own weapon to get leverage.
Oh. Try hard every single day. Every single day. Every day won't go the way you want. Trying hard may look different every day. But if you wake up every single day and say, I am going to give today everything that I have. If you do that, the results you have will be better. The interactions you have will be better. And no matter what, you're going to have a better day for having tried as hard as you can.
Every day is a new day. What people think of you doesn't matter, because how your life feels is more important than how your life looks. Don't let the world turn you into somebody you're not. So don't rush the process. You survived every single one of your bad days. And I know whatever you're going through right now, you'll make it through as well. You got this.
The only thing in life that stands between you and everything you've ever wanted to do is doing it.
Don't do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. Follow what's interesting. Don't worry about the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us. It might not make sense. It might not make sense to us, and that's okay. It's fine. Listen to yourself. Why is it telling you this? Why is it telling you this?
Because life is a roller coaster. Wake up sometimes, it's gonna be great. Then you're gonna wake up sometimes, you're gonna feel like life on top of you. You can't navigate, you can't get from under it. But that's when greatness shows. Mm-hmm. That's when character shows, right? That's when cats get to see the true reflection of who you are, what you stand on, and what you believe in. You understand success, you understand failure. More importantly, you understand how to navigate them both. That's how you go from good to great.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze?
The world belongs to optimists. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will.
So I think it's pretty simple. The reason why most people don't get what they want in the world is because they won't stop focusing on what it is that they don't want. And what you look at and what you focus on, you will get. They're constantly thinking, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be sad anymore. Only look at where you want to go, because wherever you look is where you're going to end up.
It really is sad to me just how little people believe in themselves. Like, their expectations for their entire life are so incredibly low, and they truly don't believe that they can amount to anything more than that. I think most people severely underestimate what they could do with their life if they just had a shred of belief that they're destined for more than a cubicle and a recliner. And the sad part is everyone else loses out on their greatness. Their family loses out on it. Their kids lose out on it. Society at large loses out on it. It makes you wonder, like, how many great inventions or great businesses were never created because somebody didn't believe they could do that.
We should never be comfortable where we are. You know, we should always be aspiring to know more and to better ourselves and to improve ourselves. Because that's how we improve the world around us, by working within us.
The only way to get good is to start with just okay.
Your current life today is the result of the price you've sown up to now. If you don't like what you're getting out, what you have to do is you have to put in something different. We find that all successful people are goal-oriented. There's an old saying, you can't hit a target that you can't see. So you have to ask yourself, what is the price that you have to pay to achieve the success that you desire? And you have to write it down and make a plan and work on it every day.
To every visionary, you got to keep dreaming. I want you to dream in such a way that everything is in color. I want you to dream in such a way that there are layers to it. I want you to dream in stages, step one, two, three. I want you to see beyond what's possible today. I want you to keep dreaming in spite of those who don't believe in what you've seen, because it's in your head. But it's not just in your head. It's got to creep into your heart. And if it gets in your heart, that's where you'll start.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice. And then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
I don't know if you know this, but you only get one life. One shot, one chance. And every single day you have a choice. You can sing your song of greatness, or you can let the world silence that voice. You see, millions of people die with regret. My question is that going to be you? Getting to your final days of life knowing you're about to die with your dreams because you never acted.
A lot of you expect more out of people like me, out of people on Instagram, people on TV, people in the world. You expect more out of people like us than you do from your f***ing self. You need to stop expecting more from other people than you do from yourself. Start looking inward on exactly who you want to be and exactly how you want to get there.
If you want to be the best of the best, if you want to survive no matter what happens, if you want to thrive no matter what happens, you can't second guess yourself. I can't gamble on you if you're not willing to gamble on yourself. I can't trust you unless you trust yourself. You're asking me to be honest with you. When was the last time you were honest with yourself? There's always a reason. If your business is not thriving, there's a reason. If your health is not thriving, there's a reason. If your relationship is not thriving, there's a reason. And you know what the crazy thing is? Everybody in this room knows exactly what that reason is. But you won't have that honest conversation with yourself. But you tell everybody else, be honest with me. Everybody wants somebody to be honest with them until it's time to be honest.
Just start with one little habit, just one little good thing that you do, and do it a lot. Once that becomes part of your nature, part of who you are, add another. Expand upon that. Because here's the thing, you didn't get here overnight. These things don't happen in a day, a week, or a month. It started with one little bad habit that grew and evolved to a point where you had to step back and look at your life and say, what the hell happened to my life? So what makes people think that moving in the opposite direction?
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is going to be any faster. Start with that one little habit, grow it, evolve it, and then one day you'll step back and look at your life and say, what the hell happened to my life? Except this time, you'll have a smile on your face.
You've seen it. But now that you've seen it, you got to keep seeing. You got to avoid the idea that somehow you could burn out. No, there are embers that are connected to you, that every time something came into your life that tried to wipe out your dreams, to wipe out what you are, it spread. That's why you got to keep feeding you. You got to keep growing. You got to keep trying. You got to keep lifting. You got to keep running. And as you keep running mile after mile, you are stacking expertise. You are stacking power. You are stacking ability. You are stacking endurance.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
If you're complaining more than you're talking about your vision, then you're in inertia. Energy goes into those lower frequencies, doubt, worry, fear. And now you're in that dynamic. But if you start talking about possibility, even if you don't know how to get there, then your energy starts to go up. You know, what if? You ask a what if question. What if all my needs were met? What would I be doing in my life? What if everything is really working together for my good? What if all the bad things that have happened in my life are leading me to activating some great potential in my experience? Ask a what if question, and you start to notice little tiny miracles happening in your life. Things start to manifest. You don't know how they got there.
How'd you know that you're on your path? Because it disappears. That's how you know. How do you know that you're really doing something radical? Because you can't see where you're going. That's how you know. But everything you have lent on for your identity has gone.
Whenever you take on anything worthwhile in life, you're going to go into the valley of death in that process. You're going to get to a place where you want to quit. Everybody goes through the same journey. You're going to be in the valley of death. You're going to want to quit. Most people quit. If you have purpose, if there's a reason why you're doing what you're doing, you've got to have purpose, your why. If you don't have your why, when you get into the valley of death, which everybody goes into, you're going to quit. Because why are you doing this? It's too hard. Go do something else.
I get it. It hurts, but you know what? It's supposed to, because if it didn't, you wouldn't change. If it was easy, you'd just stay the same. All of this pain is medicine for your soul. It's part of learning and growing, and you're stronger now because of it. So don't shy away from the pain, because sometimes it's our greatest teacher.
Just don't quit today. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. Whatever we got to do tomorrow, just don't quit today. Little step. Okay? I'm not going to worry about quitting for the rest of my life. I'm not worried about quitting tomorrow. Tiny step. Tomorrow. What are we going to do? Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to do that today. Just today.
You just want to outdo yourself every day. I say, life is like a gym. If you look over to the right, there will always be somebody in better shape than you. But if you look to your left, there's someone who would die to be in your position.
Look up. Get up. And don't ever give up. You tell everyone or anyone that has ever doubted, thought they did not measure up, or wanted to quit, you tell them to look up, get up, and don't ever give up.
I promise you it's possible, because the only impossibilities that exist are the ones you create. You'll miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So shoot away. Stop playing it safe, because the only strikeout in life is not stepping up to the plate. I said the only strikeout in life is not stepping up to the plate.
Don't get better automatically. You only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. Here's how this works. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions.
The world shows you who you are if you watch and pay attention. Why? Because you are a reflection of it. So what you see in the exterior is a reflection of what's happening inside. But you can change what's inside.
This may sound really elementary, and you've probably heard it 1,000 times before, but don't quit. Don't stop. If you're in it, if you're in the trenches, if you feel like you can't do it anymore, if you feel like there's no light, if you feel like you have no idea what in the hell tomorrow's going to look like, just keep going. Take another step. Even if you're taking an inch, just move an inch. Move another inch. Just keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. You quit, 100% certainty, you won't make it. You keep going, inch by inch, a little bit. I guarantee you'll get there at some point in time.
A strong person isn't someone who's never knocked down. A strong person is someone who can recover quickly, is someone who can get back up, is someone who can shake themselves off and keep going. So do not envy the people that you see on your left or to your right that just keep on climbing with no difficulties. Hard times may build character, but ultimately it exposes it.
When you're nothing, nothing, and change yourself into something to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route.
No matter what it is that you are walking through right now, you have what it takes to come out on the other side full of life and with a newfound gratitude. The dark times, they're just a lesson. They're not a life sentence.
You can't stay motivated, stay consistent. Consistency gonna bring back your motivation. No matter what it is, that consistency, staying on point, staying disciplined, staying focused, no matter on the days that's hard, they're gonna make the days that you are motivated that much greater.
Get the last rep. You will get tougher. Every time you push through, you build strength. Not just physical strength, mental strength, tenacity, will. Not just born with will, you create it, you develop it through effort. And every time you put forth effort, your will, your discipline becomes stronger. And every time you quit, your will and your discipline gets weaker. Do not allow that. You cannot allow that. Every rep counts, not just in the weight room, but in life. Every rep counts.
Don't wait until they tell you you are ready. The world might say you are not allowed to yet. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Please don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better. The world is yours.
Make mistakes, because if you make mistakes, then you're building something new. It means you're learning, living, and pushing yourself to overcome your fears. Mistakes are not failures. They don't define you. Everyone's afraid of making mistakes, but I hope you're one of the few people who embrace it, because that's how you make a difference in your life and to the rest of the world.
Always keep going. No matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passing.
If you don't exercise or draw out the potential in yourself, you are going to feel depressed. You're going to feel anxious because you know in your heart that you are leaving everything that you could potentially do and potentially become on the table. And that is going to bother you. That is going to make you feel depressed. That is going to make you feel dark. What is it you're trying to do? What is your mission? What kind of shape are you in? How do you eat? How do you train? What are you reading? What's your environment like? Are you spending all this time scrolling, or are you spending time moving forward?
What matters is that dash between your birthday and your death date. There's millions of people that say it next year, tomorrow, when I get time, that took their talents, took their vision, took their gifts, took their dreams, took their passion, took their purpose, took their standard to the grave. So no more one day, no more someday. Start today. Make today your day one. If you made that decision, welcome. Because the road to the greatest you has just begun. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you.
I'm a huge believer there's only two things in this world that each and every one of us can control 100% of the time. And that's our effort and our attitude. Each and every one of you has the ability to control your effort and your attitude 100% of the time. And you need to learn how to let go and untether from the things you have no control over. Your effort and your attitude. Don't worry about anything else. Block out everything else. Play present means that you are focused on the moment that's right in front of you. You don't worry about the past, and you're not anxious about the future. If you're wasting your energy on something that just happened in the past, that means you are not fully present to invest that energy in the present moment where you can still actually make a difference.
You want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last six. You'll still be behind on your promises. If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, you'll change your habits. If you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
You know what to do when things go your way and things go right. That ain't hard. Everybody knows what to do when things go their way and go right. Everybody knows that. But how can we reshape and reframe and edit our perspective to when we're in certain moments that don't feel good, I can say, all right, this moment where I am right now, God circled on a map for me. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for trusting me. Now, what's the lesson? What's the blessing? What's the press? What's the growth?
Maybe that thing that didn't work out is actually the biggest blessing that ever happened to you. Maybe that so-called failure was actually a gift. And maybe where you are right now in this moment is exactly where you need to be. You can't understand it yet, but one day you'll see it clearly. How some experiences had to end so other ones could begin, and how what you thought you wanted was nothing compared to what you actually received. So trust the path that brought you here today. Nothing in your life was a mistake, because everything is unfolding exactly how it should be.
Stop worrying and stressing and being anxious about your future. It is a complete waste of your time. The future hasn't happened yet. You need to be worried about what you're doing today. See, what you're doing today has a bigger impact on the next 6 months than any amount of worry or anxiety could ever have. You don't need to worry about your future because your day-to-day life already predicts what it's going to look like. So unless you start doing something different today, we already know what's going to happen. It is easy to talk about what you want to do. It's hard to actually do it.
So what is it we say we're all trying to achieve in life? What are we pursuing? Happiness is usually the word. Forget happiness, go for joy. Happiness is usually a destination, a place we think if we get there, then I will be happy. But joy is different. It's not a destination. It's the process of living.
You know, walking that road to build your own personal vision can be lonely for a while. Oh, there'll be plenty of people who will show up and sit on the sidelines and want to give you their opinion about what should have been done, what you could have done differently, how they would have done it better. Those are not the people you want in your corner. Find the people who've been willing to spill their own blood, who have put in the long hours and the late nights, who've not had a weekend, who've laid their head on their desk instead of a pillow, who've been bloodied and beaten and broken and fallen down and gotten back up the next day to attempt it again. Those are the people whose advice is worthwhile. Those are the people who understand. Those are the people that you want at your side as you walk that road.
I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you permission to do the thing that you know you need to do. The thing you've always wanted to do, the thing you're embarrassed to talk about, the thing you don't want to tell your friends about because they might laugh at you. You're sitting around waiting for someone to approve of your dream before you do anything about it. I'm here to be that guy. Do it. You don't need permission. You don't need approval. You just need to do it. Even if everyone thinks it's stupid, even if everyone thinks it's a bad idea, you need to do it anyway. Because the feeling of embarrassment, the feeling of shame, the feeling of being made fun of will pale in comparison to the feeling of regret that you're going to have if you don't do it.
I'm not saying that you're going to win everything that you go for. That's not what this is about. But you know what I truly believe? If we go for something and it's in our soul and it's meant for us and we want it and we can see it, you know what I'm talking about, right? Something you can see right now. Even if you go for that and it fails, that was a very important piece of learning in the journey to the next thing that could win.
When you face the fear that you have, you automatically experience the growth that you're seeking. So you got to go through that unknown.
You will always wonder, what if I did it? What if I actually did it? And if you sit around waiting for every single person to give you the green light to do it, you're always going to be wondering.
Your vision and your purpose has to be ingrained so deeply that those kind of people, when they give their opinion, it doesn't even matter. Go after what you want and put in the same effort, have the same drive and the same motivation to build what you need to do, what God has given you as your purpose, as you would for anybody else.
Stepping into situations that you're not used to is uncomfortable. It's normal to have doubts, question whether you're making the right decision, and fear that things won't work out. But none of those things mean that you're not able to live up to the challenge. Not every worst case scenario is going to become reality. You made it this far. Don't count yourself out.
I lost my mind and I don't want to find it because I don't want to be like anybody else. I don't want to be like the majority who says nothing is wrong with me, everything's wrong with the world. I want to be like the very few who say I need to change me so I can change the world.
Pessimism, the deadly disease of always looking on the bad side, the problem side, the difficult side, checking all the reasons why it can't be done. The poor pessimist leads an ugly life. It all depends on how you look at it. Our lives are mostly affected by the way we think things are, not the way they are. The way we think they are affects us most.
What you're going through right now are preparing you for what it is that you want. Whatever it is in life that you want, the hard times are given to you so that you can grow and so you can get stronger. You cannot be trusted with a lot unless you can be trusted with a little. That's how life is. Everything that you've been praying for, everything that you've asked the universe for is coming to you, but you just have to keep going and go through the hard moments and grow for what you want. And when you get there, you will see that you could not connect the dots looking forward, but you'll see how the struggles were the most important part of the journey to get you to where you wanted to be.
We'll never, ever, ever live a life that you're meant to live if you're constantly worried about what other people are thinking. People are gonna be disappointed no matter what you do. Let them. Let them judge. Let them be disappointed. Let them say what they're gonna say. Let them not invite you. Let me live my life.
If you wanna win big in the beginning, you're not gonna have it all. You're going to start earlier. You're gonna work later. You're going to work weekends. You're gonna skip beers with the boys. You're gonna miss a dance recital or a baseball game. The question is just whether you want to make the trade for the thing that you want now, for the thing that you want most. And everything has a price. And so if you're not willing to make the trade, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just about what trades you are willing to make, because the person who wants to be you is willing to trade more than you are.
You have to stick to your guns. You have to find something that you can do that maybe other people couldn't do. And even if that seems different or doesn't fit into people's expectations, That's what's going to distinguish it, if you can do it successfully. So I think it's really about sticking to your guns, doing something you passionately believe in. I think you have to be true to your own passion and your own sense.
You don't even realize how much potential you have. You think you're just confined to the reality you currently live in, that you're just born the way you are, and that's the way it is. And just because it's been this way this whole time, that it can't be any other way. It's not true. It doesn't matter what your story's been up to this point. Who is responsible for finishing the story? It's not your parents. It's not your genetics. It's not your friends. It's not your family. It's not any of the things that you've been blaming your entire life. It's you. So you can either sit there and continue to blame everyone else and tell everyone that you don't know what it's like to be me. Or you can say, you know what? My story's been what it's been. Things have gone the way they've gone, and I can't change that. But what I can do is take control of my future. I can choose to not be a victim anymore. And I may not have control over everything that happens in the future either, but I can do a whole lot more than I've been doing.
It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
So what if you fail? So what if you have to start over? So what if it doesn't work out? Yeah, it's nice when your efforts pay off, but some things are just meant to teach you about the process of hard work. They're meant to humble you at the fact that sometimes you don't get what you want, but you can still be satisfied knowing that you left one less stone unturned. Not everything is supposed to lead to success, so just stay the course.
Problem that most people have is they're not connected to themselves. They're too outer directed. They're not inner directed. So what you need to be doing is you need to be looking at yourself, not listening to others, not listening to what's on social media, not listening to what your peers are saying, but listening to yourself, who you are, what really truly excites you. You have to cut out all that other stuff that your parents told you, that other people are telling you. And so you're looking for your childhood again, for that child inside of you that got so excited about those things, but that you forgot.
Most important question you could ever ask yourself is, what do I really want? And the answer to that, once you can establish for yourself what the answer to that is, and have everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you.
Oh, never let anybody take your belief in yourself away from you because they hurt inside. Don't you never let nobody do that. Always believe in who you are in the darkest moments, man. In the darkest moments, when you at that pain, when you at the bottom, know that you're gonna get back up. But you gotta believe that you're gonna get back up.
The whole process of success requires you to fail over and over and over again. There is no book, there is no course, there is no guru, there is no television show, there is no college education that can teach you what you will learn from the failures that you have. The biggest inspirations that you know have had the most failures. They have made the most mistakes. They have up more than anybody else.
You realize that you didn't win the championship on that day. You won a championship that day when you got up, getting on the treadmill, repeating those boring old habits every single day, performing your craft. That's when you became a champion.
Progress comes with a price. It's not just enough to want to be better. You have to commit to being better, to take advantage of every opportunity.
Learn that no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on and it will be better tomorrow.
It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes, because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. You gotta get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
You know, there's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place, and that's the graveyard.
The number one regret of the dying is they didn't take risks. They didn't become their ideal self. And I think that sometimes people hold off braveness and courage because they don't want to risk failure and they don't want to risk shame. And I think you got to risk it.
You need to decide what you want. You need to decide what you want to be remembered for. You need to decide what your legend will be.
Fear is a companion that you do not need. It wants to stay the whole course of your life and tell you, I'm here to keep you safe. If you would listen to me, you'll be safe. And the thing about playing it safe is that you'll never be able to open up what's in the safe. You see, what's in the safe is treasure. What's in the safe is something great. But if you can ever break through and open that safe up, the combination to winning is overcoming fear, testing your limits, and then discovering what's possible.
So many people live in their head, they go to therapy in their head, they go in circles and nothing changes because it just becomes a circular conversation. And so what do you got to get yourself to act? Well, to get yourself to act, you have to get yourself in a state where you'll do it. So you can take anything and make it represented in your mind as difficult or easy. And the way we represent things is the way we feel. Experience life, you experience life, you focus on. If I'm focused on what's wrong, my life is wrong. If I focus on what I love, my life is love. It really comes down to, yes, the way you represent the world is the way you experience the world. So if I feel, what's life? Oh, it's a test. Well, then what's life like if it's a test? Well, if it's like a test, then it's hard and I gotta study and I could fail. And or someone say, then life's easy because I'm good at tests. Or is life a battle? Then those people always are looking for someone to fight with. They expect there's gonna be a fight. It's always a struggle. And they find a way to make it a struggle. Is it a gift? Like, however you represent life, it'll change completely what you're feeling and what you're doing.
Let me tell you something, and you listen to me, and you listen to me closely. Success doesn't come to the most intelligent or the most talented. Success to come to those who are the most hungry.
And there's a thing in your life called momentum, and if you're stuck in your life, it's because there's a lack of momentum in it. Momentum takes average, ordinary people and makes them appear to be superhuman. You have to do really difficult and feared things first. So if you could start to build the habit of doing feared things first, difficult things first, if you can survive the temporary, on the other side of temporary pain, you meet another version of yourself. And I have found that in my life. Most people avoid pain and discomfort, and that what happens is they never create any momentum in their life.
But for people with a growth mindset, the brain becomes most active when receiving information about what they could do better next time. In other words, people with a fixed mindset worry the most about how they're judged, while those with a growth mindset focus the most on learning. There are other consequences of mindset. People with a fixed mindset see effort as a bad thing, something that only people with low capabilities need, while those with a growth mindset see effort as what makes us smart, as the way to grow. And when they hit a setback or failure, people with a fixed mindset tend to conclude that they're incapable. So to protect their ego, they lose interest or withdraw. We observe that as lack of motivation, but behind it is a fixed mindset. Whereas people with a growth mindset understand that setbacks are part of growth. So when they hit one, they find a way around it.
The journey to success comes with a lot of what? Failure. So why the don't you teach yourself, like I taught myself, is how to fail properly. You're going to have to learn how to get up extremely fast because you are going to have a million setbacks on this journey. And that's how I literally taught myself how to fail first.
When you open that up and you're able to see that there is more inside of you than anyone ever imagined, and that fear was just false evidence appearing real. It appeared real, but it was false from the beginning. And the truth is what will set you free. And what sets you free is when you see yourself as you can be. when you can look in the mirror and realize that the greatest thing that you've got to overcome is the imagery you had of yourself not being your best. But your greatest days are ahead.
If you've forgotten the language of gratitude, you'll never be on speaking terms with happiness, right? Like, what are you grateful for? Every single day, just slow down, right? Like, what are you grateful for, man? Right? Because it recalibrates and puts us in the space and place that when I'm grateful, I learn more. When I'm grateful, I'm a little bit better, right? When I'm grateful, I listen a little more. When I'm grateful, I'm more in the moment.
Belief comes before ability. You're not always born with the ability, but you have to believe before you have the ability. And if you believe, you have the ability, and then you have the courage to take action on that belief and that ability, then you can start moving forward. That is momentum. Momentum is potential. It's not guaranteed success, but it is potential.
We become people that only care about the outcome, then we lose ourselves. Marcus Aurelius gives us a very nice idea on how to find the good. He says, to the lover of glory, it is the reactions of others. To the lover of pleasures, it is his own passive experience. But to the intelligent man, it is his own action.
Have to be delusional. Franz Kafka once said, by believing passionately in something that still does not exist, we create it. The non-existent is whatever we have not sufficiently desired. Embrace the power of your dreams, for they have the potential to shape your reality. Let your desires guide you, fuel your actions, and manifest the life you envision.
Don't listen to anybody. Don't even listen to me. You already know what you need to do. It's in you. It's talking to you all the time. You downplay it because you think you're not experienced, or you know you're not experienced, so you're scared to listen to yourself. But you know you. Your soul knows you, and that's what you're listening to in your head. Trust it. Trust your gut. Go with your first instincts. You can't lose. Words are life. Speak things into existence and create your universe. Protect yourself with your words. The universe is listening.
Destiny taps us on the shoulder and is it going to find us ready? Are we going to be there in our finest hour? And the answer is most people don't. Most people turn away when destiny calls. We let things get in the way. We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we want to do. We know what the right thing is to do, but we don't do it. We let other things get in the way. Courage calls, but we ignore it. But what history needs, what the world needs, what you need is to answer that call and not let anything get in the way.
You're about to win big. And I have key signs that you're about to win big because you've been doing the work, you've been staying faithful. Listen, you're about to win big.
The definition of a winner is someone who never let losing stop them. And the idea that a single loss in the competition is somehow a defeat is completely insane. Let's say you're a good player and you lose the tournament. It's like, well, so what? You played the game. You're increasing your skills. Life isn't a game. It's a series of games. And the right ethic is to be the winner of the series of games. And part of that means learn how to be a good loser. Because yes. You're not going to win every single game. Because to be a winner, you want to be disciplined. You want to know what you're doing. And then you want to be on the edge where your skills are being developed. And if you're going to be on the edge where your skills are going to be developed, you're at a place where losing is always a possibility. Because otherwise you're not pushing yourself beyond your current capacity.
So what if you fail? So what if you have to start over? So what if it doesn't work out? Yeah, it's nice when your efforts pay off, but some things are just meant to teach you about the process of hard work. They're meant to humble you with the fact that sometimes you don't get what you want, but you can still be satisfied knowing that you left one less stone unturned. Not everything is supposed to lead to success, so just stay the course.
Like, a good example of this is when people talk about
hitting rock bottom. When you get to a point where you really can look at yourself objectively and think, like, oh, shit, what have I been doing? Like, that's a state, that's a mental state where you are very prone and you have a very high potential to be able to say, okay, I can't do this anymore. I gotta change something.
You deserve your breakthrough. You deserve your next level. You deserve your healing. Stop discrediting yourself and give yourself some damn credit. Everything you've been through, you survived through. And I'm gonna just tell you right now, everything that you're going through, you're making it through in this moment. Give yourself some credit. Man, if somebody would have saw your story, your movie of your life, they would have been counting you out. Everybody who counted you out, even yourself, and you're still here, you're worth it.
It's your time. It's been your time. For too long, for too many seasons, for too many reasons, you've allowed yourself to be small in rooms. You weren't born to be small. It's your time, it's your turn. Now you gotta be willing to take it because no one's gonna give it to you. It's time for you to start declaring some things in your life. In this season of life, it is not like it was when you were a child where you sit still and let others instill. No, you must insist that what you are resists the fact that you have to be limited by the parameters of a box or that what someone else wants to say. In fact, if they want a box, then put your dukes up because you come out fighting. I fight for what I want. I fight for who I am. I fight for those who need me to be a defender of them. That's what you are. But you can't be small when you come into a room.
I'm not saying I don't care about you. I'm not saying I don't care about these hard times that you go through, but most people do not care. The very small window in life that you have to succeed is not just gonna stay there. You have to put in the work despite how you feel. And guess what? If you just so happen to do that, that is how you build toughness.
Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant and gorgeous and talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you.
When you watch a movie instead of doing your work, that's called instant gratification. You feel really good while you're watching it and you're happy you're not doing your work. But when the movie's over and you're alone, you realize that you don't have that thing to show for it. You don't have that work that really lasts. Nothing is achieved without some perspiration. Nothing. Anything that is worth anything. If you really want to be successful, you have to work at it.
And that's why you have to continuously have that inner dialogue and bring yourself back. You know, and remind yourself that things are exactly as they're meant to be. Release the expectations, forget the picture of how I think my life needs to be going at this specific time, and just live in this moment, right? And as you continue to just take steps each and every day, trying to make the most out of what you have now, you're gonna start evolving and growing into new seasons, into new opportunities, into new phases, right? And you're gonna reach points where one day you look back and you're like, wow, actually had to go through that to get to where I am now. And I realized that that was happening for a reason.
The greatest test may not come from the path we travel to success. The greatest test is what do we do with success once we find it.
Whenever you choose to chase after something new, just remember that it's supposed to be intimidating. You're supposed to feel anxiety and doubt your ability to make it happen. Because when you live outside your comfort zone, that's where growth takes place. You might not be qualified yet, but that doesn't invalidate the idea that eventually you can be. So challenge yourself, learn, make mistakes, just get started. But whatever you do, keep going.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile.
And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
And for many of you, this is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is your place for you to really begin to live an intentional life.
Times where you're going to have to do it alone. There's not going to be any team support. There's not going to be any family support. There's not going to be any friend support. There's going to be times where you've got to go and do it yourself, and you got to do it alone. And those are the times that make a difference. Those are the times that count. Those are the times where you have to dig deep yourself to get the job done. And if you can make that happen, you will win.
Everyone will fall. Whether it happens in private or it happens in public is the only difference. The thing is, you got to stop thinking about the fact that you're going to fall. You could fall. If you don't fall, that means you're coasting. You're making sure that you play it so safe that you never get a chance to see how great life can be. There are levels to greatness, and the only way to get there is that you have to be willing to risk it all. What are you betting on? You're betting on you. You throw all the chips in and say, if I don't have anything else to count on, if I don't have a mom, I don't have a dad, I don't have a backing, I don't have a team, if I can bank on me, then I'll never go bankrupt. Because the depths of what's inside of you is greater than anyone can ever estimate.
The greatest risk they take is not taking one, and I use it to this day. Anytime I feel that, should I feel nervous like I feel right now, and I take the risk.
So this is us. This is our lives. If we don't make an effort, if we don't apply force, we don't change. Our lives will just continue as they are.
Dream big and protect those dreams. Not everybody wants to see you win. And the reality is, the bigger your dream, the more they want to shit on it. They're going to be so intimidated because you're going to have to change and become your higher self. You're going to have to become different. You're going to have more commitment. You're going to have to dedicate more time. And that means more time away from them. Better set big dreams. You better set big goals. And you better work like a monster to chase those big dreams down and achieve them. Otherwise, you will have a lifetime of regret.
Socrates, he said, an unexamined life is a life not worth living. Examining your own life is self-education. No one can show you these things but yourself. No one can make you realize what you've been chasing but yourself. Who better to convince you than you? If you never examine these beliefs that have been handed down to you from when you were a child, you will just keep chasing them and keep acting in accordance with those beliefs.
You know, there are people that would kill to be in your position. Sure, you might not be exactly where you want to be. You might want to be in better shape. You might want to make more money. But there are people that literally can't get out of bed. People confined to the reality that you so willingly choose. They don't get a choice. They don't get a say. Even if they wanted to accomplish the very same thing that you claim you want to accomplish, they can't. And while someone out there is looking at you, thinking they have everything. They can run, they can jump, they can work, they can accomplish, they can do whatever they want to do. Why aren't they choosing to do that? If only I could do that. All of the things that you need to do to move the needle in your life should not be a burden to you. They should be a celebration of your capabilities. Because even though you may not feel like doing them, at least you can do them.
You see, you can't take people to wherever you aren't willing to go. You got to be willing to get up off the ground. You got to be willing to break the mold. You got to be willing to stop the coasting, because the coast is clear for someone to grab the reins of greatness. It might as well be you. You got to believe that somehow, no matter what I've gone through, it's making me stronger. It may hurt for the moment, but it makes you stronger. You get back on the bike and you'll find that you can assail, you can surpass, you can accelerate, you can get past the things that happened in your past, because it takes something to make you something. But that takes a willingness. to go through a fall and realize that every fall must give way to a summer. Your season is coming. Don't throw it away because you experienced a cold winter.
Spent so much of my life terrified of what I was going to become and whether I was going to be right here, right now. God, how much time did I waste afraid I wasn't going to be right here, right now? If I could change, the only thing I'd change about my whole life would be fearing less that I wouldn't get right here, the place that I was going anyway. I wouldn't change all the mistakes and mishaps, I needed those, but all the constant worry that I wasn't going to make it, that took me out of enjoying the moment. It took me out of enjoying these experiences, smiling or eating my lunch or doing whatever I was doing. Know your mission, have faith you're going to get there. Wherever you go, it's going to be all right. Just find ways to get out of your head.
All heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, you've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. We don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future in our mind. We come back to this present moment and we say, you know what, my presence is perfection and my presence has purpose. And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and in this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this: one day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the life that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come? And so when you think about the life that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety, when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way. And it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Self-confidence is self-trust. And it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself. Set up the game early where you can keep them. Stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is you will begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise. And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period.
As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.